an extra large edition of Dynamite. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Two title matches are on tap for tonight's Dynamite. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus defend the AEW tag titles against Red Dragon. Plus, Samoa Joe challenges Minoru Suzuki for the Ring of Honor TV title. A couple of new matches were just added to tonight's card. CM Punk versus Penta Oscuro. And Marina Shafir makes her Dynamite debut against Sky Blue. Also tonight, Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz versus Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, and Daniel Garcia. Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee versus Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks. And MJF versus Captain Sean Dean. Dean beat Rohit Raju on last night's Dark. Tony Khan tweeted Tuesday that TBS has granted an overrun for tonight's Dynamite. Probably just a couple of minutes, but the show will go past 10 p.m. Eastern, so adjust your DVRs accordingly.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
AEW's Wheeler Yuta, who holds the Ring of Honor Pure Championship, will wrestle a dark match before New Japan's Windy City Riot pay-per-view on Saturday night. Yuta is going to tag with Rocky Romero, who is part of the Chaos stable. You might recall Chaos recently welcomed the Best Friends into that group. Yuta was part of the Best Friends at the time, but since then, Yuta has joined the Blackpool Combat Club. You figure it out. Chris Dickinson revealed Tuesday that he has signed a contract with New Japan.
WWE.
Well, they just got here, and Pretty Deadly are already the new NXT Tag Team Champions. They won a gauntlet match for the vacant titles last night. Cameron Grimes is still the North American champion. He pinned Solo Sikoa with a cave-in after former champion Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams got involved. They laid out Grimes after the match. Mandy Rose beat Dakota Kai to retain the NXT Women's title. Von Wagner beat Ikemen Jiro, who filled in for Kushida, who was attacked by Wagner backstage. Zion Quinn beat Draco Anthony. The latest main roster star to visit NXT is Natalya. She attacked Cora Jade on last night's episode. Braun Breaker revealed his father, Rick Steiner, is back safe at home after being abducted by Joe Gacy and Harland. We also learned that NXT UK's Nathan Fraser is coming to 2.0. Former Ring of Honor women's champion Roxy has a new ring name, Roxanne Perez, and she is set to make her WWE debut on Friday night's NXT Level Up. The Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer reports that Rey Mysterio missed Monday's Raw due to, quote, a medical issue, end quote. Major League Wrestling announced Jacob Fatu and Mads Kruger will meet in a Weapons of Mass Destruction match at its Kings of Coliseum TV taping in Philadelphia on May 13th. NWA play-by-play man Joe Galli says he is stepping away from local news so that he can join the company full-time. You're all caught up. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. You can also support us by checking out our Patreon page. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.